Week 10 Wednesday Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Cry out with joy to God, all the earth, serve the Lord with gladness. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Cry out with joy to God, all the earth, serve the Lord with gladness. O God, creation's secret force, yourself unmoved, all motion's source, who from the morn till evening ray, through all its changes, guide the day. Grant us, when this short life is past, the glorious evening that shall last, that, by a holy death attained, eternal glory may be gained. To God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit, three in one, may every tongue and nation raise an endless song of thankful praise. We groan inwardly and await the redemption of our bodies. Psalm 38. I said, I will be watchful of my ways, for fear I should sin with my tongue. I will put a curb on my lips when the wicked man stands before me. I was dumb, silent, and still. His prosperity stirred my grief. My heart was burning within me. At the thought of it, the fire blazed up, and my tongue burst into speech. O Lord, you have shown me my end. How short is the length of my days. Now I know how fleeting is my life. You have given me a short span of days. My life is nothing in your sight. A mere breath, the man who stood so firm. A mere shadow, the man passing by. A mere breath, the riches he hoards, not knowing who will have them. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. We groan inwardly and await the redemption of our bodies. Lord, hear my prayer. Do not be deaf to my tears. Psalm 38 continued. And now, Lord, what is there to wait for? In you rests all my hope. Set me free from all my sins. Do not make me the taunt of the fool. I was silent, not opening my lips, because this was all your doing. Take away your scourge from me. I am crushed by the blows of your hand. You punish man's sins and correct him. Like the moth, you devour all he treasures. Mortal man is no more than a breath. O Lord, hear my prayer. O Lord, turn your ear to my cry. Do not be deaf to my tears. In your house I am a passing guest, a pilgrim, like all my fathers. Look away that I may breathe again, before I depart to be no more. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, hear my prayer. Do not be deaf to my tears. I trust in the goodness of God for ever and ever. Psalm 51. Why do you boast of your wickedness, you champion of evil, planning ruin all day long? Your tongue, like a sharpened razor, you master of deceit. You love evil more than good, lies more than truth. You love the destructive word, you tongue of deceit. For this God will destroy you and remove you forever. He will snatch you from your tent and uproot you from the land of the living. The just shall see and fear. They shall laugh and say, "So this is the man who refused to take God as his stronghold, but trusted in the greatness of his wealth and grew powerful by his crimes." But I am like a growing olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the goodness of God for ever and ever. I will thank you forevermore, for this is your doing. I will proclaim that your name is good in the presence of your friends. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I trust in the goodness of God for ever and ever. My soul trusts in the word of the Lord. My soul is longing for him. A reading from the book of Joshua, chapter 3. Early in the morning, Joshua rose and set out from Shittim with all the people of Israel, and they came to the Jordan and lodged there before they passed over. At the end of 3 days, the officers went through the camp and commanded the people, "When you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God being carried by the Levitical priests, then you shall set out from your place and follow it, that you may know the way, for you have not passed this way before. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, a distance of about 2,000 cubits. Do not come near it." And Joshua said to the people, "Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you." And Joshua said to the priests, "Take up the Ark of the Covenant, and pass on before the people." And they took up the Ark of the Covenant, and went before the people. And the Lord said to Joshua, "This day I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. And you shall command the priests who bear the Ark of the Covenant, when you come to the brink of the waters of the Jordan, you shall stand still in the Jordan." And Joshua said to the people of Israel, "Come hither, and hear the words of the Lord your God." And Joshua said, "Hereby you shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Hevites, the Perizzites, the Gigazites, the Amorites, and the Jebusites. Behold, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth is to pass over before you into the Jordan. Now therefore, take 12 men from the tribes of Israel, from each tribe a man. And when the soles of the feet of the priests who bear the Ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan shall be stopped from flowing, and the waters coming down from above shall stand up in one heap." So when the people set out from their tents to pass over the Jordan with the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant before the people, and when those who bore the Ark had come to the Jordan, and the feet of the priests bearing the Ark were dipped in the brink of the water — the Jordan overflows all its banks throughout the time of harvest — the waters coming down from above stood and rose up in a heap far off, at Adam, the city that is beside Zarethan, and those flowing down towards the sea of the Arabah, the Salt Sea, were wholly cut off. And the people passed over opposite Jericho. And while all Israel were passing over on dry ground, the priests who bore the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan, until all the nation finished passing over the Jordan. On that day the Lord exalted Joshua in the sight of all Israel, and they stood in awe of him, as they had stood in awe of Moses all the days of his life. And the Lord said to Joshua, Command the priests who bear the Ark of the Testimony to come up out of the Jordan. Joshua therefore commanded the priests, Come up out of the Jordan. And when the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord came up from the midst of the Jordan, and the soles of the priests' feet were lifted up on dry ground, the waters of the Jordan returned to their place, and overflowed all its banks as before. The people came up out of the Jordan on the 10th day of the first month, and they encamped in Gilgal, on the east border of Jericho. While the people of Israel were encamped in Gilgal, they kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month, at evening, in the plains of Jericho. And on the morrow after the Passover, on that very day, they ate the produce of the land, unleavened cakes and parched grain. And the manna ceased on the morrow, when they ate of the produce of the land. And the people of Israel had manna no more, but ate the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. A responsory from Joshua 4. Israel passed over the Jordan, for God dried up the waters, as he did to the Red Sea, so that all the people of the earth might know that the hand of the Lord is mighty. Why was it, see, that you fled, that you turned back, Jordan, on your course, so that all peoples of the earth might know that the hand of the Lord is mighty? A reading from the Homilies of Origen on the Book of Joshua. At the Jordan, the Ark of the Covenant was carried at the head of the people of God. And when the priests and the Levites halted, the waters held back and heaped up, as if out of respect for God's ministers, thus allowing the people of God a safe crossing. We Christians should not be surprised to read about the things that were done for an earlier people. For in baptism we too have passed through the waters of the Jordan, and God has promised us far greater and higher blessings. We have been promised a passage through the very air itself. Listen to what Paul has to say about the just. Quote, We shall be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we shall always be with the Lord. End of quote. There is nothing whatever for the just man to fear, because the whole of creation is at his service. Listen to what God promises the just by the mouth of the prophet. Quote, When you walk through fire, the flame shall not consume you, for I am the Lord your God. End of quote. So we see that the just man is able to go everywhere in safety, and that every creature gives him the service that is his due. But you must not think that these things happened only in earlier times, and nothing of this sort will happen to you who are now listening to these stories. In fact, all these things come true in you in a mystical way. When you left the darkness of idolatry and were anxious to reach the understanding of the divine law, you began your exodus from Egypt. When you were numbered among the catechumens and first undertook to obey the laws of the church, you crossed the Red Sea. As you halt each day on your journey through the desert, you devote some time to listening to God's law and looking on the face of Moses, unveiled for you by the glory of God. And if you come to the spiritual waters of baptism, and in the presence of the priests and Levites are initiated into those great and awe-inspiring mysteries, which are familiar to those who have the right to know about them, then you too will cross the Jordan through the ministry of the priests. You will enter the promised land, where Jesus, following Moses, takes you in his charge and becomes your leader on this new journey. Mindful of all these great signs of God's power, how the sea was parted for you, and how the river waters stood still, you will turn to them and say, quote, "What ails you, O sea, that you flee? O Jordan, that you turn back? O mountains, that you skip like rams? O hills, like lambs?" End of quote. And you will hear the divine answer, "The earth has trembled at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turns the rock into a pool of water, the flint into a spring of water." A responsory from the Book of Wisdom, chapter 17. High above us, Lord, are your judgments, mysterious your ways. You have made your people great and glorious. You strode across the sea, you marched across the ocean. You have made your people great and glorious. Let us pray. Lord God, source of all good, hear our prayer. Inspire us with good intentions and help us to fulfill them. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.